Hi, I'm a star of science fiction show Lex the Dark Zone. Well, I hope you're listening to Dr. Fred Bell's show on bbsradio.com. See, well, if you want to do Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy.
Health Science and.
Oh, what was it?
Health Science and.
Health Science.
Just say you're listening to Dr. Bell's Health Science and.
And Energy.
Health Science and.
Energy show?
That yeah. works. In fact, I can
edit. Health, Energy, and Science show.
Health, Science, and...
We just call it the Dr. Bell show.
Okay, well, that's what I did.
Same thing, only a little shorter. Yeah, same thing. Health, Science, and...
Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hi, everyone. How's everybody doing this evening? This is Allison, and thanks for joining the show. So I was just wondering, are y'all feeling it yet? Are you feeling September? It's a pretty intense month. And hopefully tonight I can give you some guidance and maybe some insight as to what's going on. I've had, I don't know how many calls from clients this month, since the beginning of the month. You know, things just seem to truly intensify during the month of September. And, you know, it's whether it's, you know, counseling about the energy for their personal month and what's going on with them during the year. But, you know, a lot of people are asking for additional guidance. So I just wanted to sort of fashion this show, discuss what's going on, and maybe help you out trying to figure things out with what's going on in your life in September. So first off, let's talk about this thing called universal energy. Now, universal energy, it applies to everyone on the universe, obviously, everyone all over the world. And with 2007, when you add it up, you add it across, 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 7, you've got a 9. So what we got going on here is a 9 universal year. And so the energy of a 9 applies to us all. And September is a 9 universal month. So when you think about it, you've got the 9 universal year going, and then all of a sudden, here's this 9 universal month, and now you've intensified the energy of the 9. You've made it stronger. And has much more deeper effect upon us. And, you know, let's talk about the 9. What does that mean? The 9 suggests endings. It suggests completions. And I really believe that September will send us a real clear message as to what needs to be changed, what needs to be let go of in our lives in order to prepare for some new way of thinking, maybe new beginnings, maybe even new solutions. You know, it's really an intense month. It's super intense because the 9 is a very high vibrational number. There's a lot of meanings to the 9, but it's certainly, you know, right up there with vibrations. And like I said, you know, September is the 9 month, 9 year. Now, the whole purpose of the 9 year for the universe is to let go of things that no longer serve our greatest and highest good. And this is on a worldwide level. And, you know, sometimes letting go of things and accepting change is a difficult process. You know, sometimes just the simple act of acknowledging what is wrong is sometimes very emotional. Sometimes it's very stressful. So when you bring the energy of a 9 month to a 9 year, you've really got to anticipate that you're going to be shown quite clearly what needs to be changed. Now, there are some dates in September that are really significant and really need to be, you know, given some acknowledgement. One has just passed us by, and that was yesterday, 9-9-2007. That was a 9-9-9. That's triple vibration. Triple. 9 months, 9 day, 9 year. We also have 9-18, which is also a 9 universal day. We have 9-27, which is also a universal day. So on those 3 days in particular, you're really going to be feeling the energy of the 9 having an influence upon you. And another day I think that's rather significant upcoming is 9/11, because 9/11 is an 11 universal day. So it's not only an 11 day, but it's an 11 universal day. And, you know, I've just found historically that on 11 days, you know, there's quite often very strong spiritual overtones. Quite often even a strong spiritual message can be received. So that's another date that we really want to look at and contemplate and perhaps feel. And you might even feel when that 9/11 comes around, you know, insightful, more intuitive, maybe some dreams. Those of you that are particularly psychic, you're going to feel ramped up that day. And, you know, expect those messages to flow. But with all that being said, and, you know, no matter what goes on, you know, right now is the time in our lives that we just really need to hold love in our hearts and, you know, really send out thoughts of love and healing to our planet and really wishes for peace and harmony for everyone. It's also really important for us to understand that there's just a perfect order to the cycles of mankind. You know, we've been here, done this before, truly, you know, at one time or another. There's been significant changes happening. And there certainly is a reason for every event, and everything happens with perfect timing. And as September unfolds, I think we'll grow in our understanding of what we need to do in order to bring about a better world for ourselves and also for our children. It's a time to be shown what needs to be changed. Now let's talk just a little bit about the vibration of the energy of the nine, okay? Now let's go into it just a little bit more detail. Whenever you're under the influence of the energy of the nine, you want to think about things that you don't need in your life. You know, and this can range from cleaning out your closets, and it might even be on a certain level where you take a look at your past and you decide to release it, you know, perhaps emotionally release any feelings that you might have to someone that may have caused you harm or perhaps hurt you. But it's definitely a time that's going to bring the past to the forefront, and it's going to be asking you to forgive and let go. It's a time to really take a look at yourself and take stock of yourself, look at yourself on an emotional level, on a physical level, also on a spiritual level, and kind of give thought to what you need to let go of in order to change for the better. The nine is also the vibration of unconditional love. You know, anyone that holds the energy of the nine in their birth chart, in their day that they were born, you know, this is one of their key elements to their energy, is learning about unconditional love and forgiveness. So, you know, we need to open our hearts to that during the energy of the nine. And certainly, you know, it's a time to inspire people, to illuminate others, to take, you know, maybe have some real serious conversations with interested parties about your feelings, spiritual feelings, about what you believe in, your faith. The nine also, you know, certainly it's a beautiful energy for anything creative, anything artistic, so, you know, any artistic expression. So it's a good time to use your self-expression, to create, to use your imagination, you know, whether it's dancing or singing or writing or whatever you do, just express yourself with your creativity. As I said, you know, or I alluded upon just a little bit earlier, is that the nine, it really does link you to your spiritual self and intensifies your intuitive and psychic abilities. Many of you might be experiencing maybe dreams or even sleeplessness at night. And so this is really a good time. Whenever you're under the influence of the nine, it's a good time for meditation and prayer. You know, or you might want to take some classes or even some workshops. You know, that it's going to help on some level to teach you or illuminate you. And certainly the nine is the energy of the humanitarian, so by all means, you know, great time this month to be charitable and to give to those that are less fortunate or in need. And also, I got to tell you that some of you might be finding that your associations with others are difficult. You might be finding, you know, you're going to the store and you're running into people that maybe are rude or you know, in some way to get on your nerves. And that certainly is, you know, once again, it's your associations with people, your relationships, these things are tested during this time. It's really a time to forgive, to let go, to acknowledge, you know, that everyone's got their own path and their own things that they're here doing. And it's not about judgment. It's more or less about unconditional love and just, you know, allowing them to be who they are. So like I said, It's a 9 universal year. It's a 9 universal month. And very specifically on 9-9, 9-27, and 9-18, you know, with all that triple 9 energy, you know, coming into you, you know, those are great days to, you know, really take advantage of the 9 energy in the many, many ways that I just mentioned. Now, on a personal level, you know, we have our own personal energy that comes in every single month. And that personal energy applies solely to us. Just like the universal energy, which applies to the world, the energy that comes in for you personally, that also intensifies in September. And it applies specifically to you. So everyone on the planet, everyone at this time, is experiencing a personal month that matches their personal year. So you've got double energy coming in for you on a personal level. You know, and the only way that I can expand upon this or help you understand is if you've got a one personal year, if you're in a one personal year this year, it might have been a time that you wanted to try something new or do something new. You might have tried to do it by your own hand. Certainly, you know, you feel more ambitious. You feel like you really want to take your career and in your own hands, and you really want to be creative, innovative, bring some new ideas, original ideas. And when you take that 1 year energy and you come to September, now you're in a 1 month. So, you know, that all of that intensifies. And certainly in a 1 year, there's obstacles to be met. There's things to be overcome because it's a new idea. You know, it's going to take a little while for it to take shape. And you may, you know, hit a few bumps in the road in a 1 year. And perhaps September will bring you a few more of those bumps and make this new thing that you're beginning this year just seem just a little bit trickier. So that's just an example of just one of the, you know, matching up one personal year with a one personal month. Now, I'd like to try to give you all a glimpse of what to expect in September based on your own personal energy, which is different from the universal energy. And it's very easy thing to do this year, because of the fact that we are in a 9 personal year, and whenever you add 9 to anything and reduce it, it is the same number. So what I'm going to tell you right here is all you got to do is write down the month you were born and the day you were born. Now, your month, if you're born in January, obviously it's a 1 month. Let's say you're born in December, well, you're going to add that 1 plus 2 together, and it's going to be a 3 month, if you get what I mean. You're just going to take the month that you were born in, and whether it's December is the 1, February is a 2, March is a 3, et cetera, et cetera. Now, take the day that you're born. If you have a double-digit number there, you're going to add it together, okay? So if you're born on the 23rd, add the 5 and the 3, and that's how you're going to get a 5. And so when you have your day that you're born added together and reduced to a single digit, you're then going to just take the month that you were born and add it to the day you were born. That's all you got to do. It's really easy. And with that being said, that is the personal year that you are in this year. And if we know the personal year that you're in, now we know the personal month that you're in. Because if you're in a one personal year, you're in a one personal month. If you're in a two personal year, you're in a two personal month. Three personal year, you're in a three personal month. Four a four, five a five, six a six, seven a seven, eight an eight, and nine a nine. It's pretty simple. So what I want to do is I just want to take some time and kind of like give you some insight into what your personal month is. And for those of you that are, you know, sitting there and perhaps, you know, you can't figure it out or maybe you didn't quite get what I said, not a problem. The lines are open, so you're more than welcome to call in. I'd be happy to figure it out for you. You can call in toll-free at 877-876-5227 in the USA. Call toll-free 888-815-9756 in Canada. And you can call direct to 530-876-3222, calling direct from California. Now, when you do call in, make sure you turn down your speakers or maybe even step into the other room to make your call so we don't have any feedback going on. It makes it easier for me to hear you. And I'd be happy to, you know, figure out your personal month, but also, you know, do a personal reading for you. If you want to give me your date of birth, be happy to do that. And also, if you have a numerology question, I'd be happy to take your questions. Okay. So what I want to do right now is start talking about the personal month. So if you're in a one personal year, you're in a one personal month, so let me give you some insight on that. Now, in a one-person month, you're definitely going to feel more energized, you know. It's just like all of a sudden you just have a little bit more energy. You're feeling more physical, more active. And you might even have it in your mind that this is, you might want to start something new, additional in your life, like maybe, you know, a healthier lifestyle, maybe taking up a hobby or taking up the gym. Or maybe if you've been considering quitting smoking, this would be an excellent time for you to do that. But you're just going to feel, you know, like you might want to bring something more new into your life. You also are going to feel, you know, quite a bit independent this month. And you may also find that you might be left to your own devices. And what I mean by that is that, you know, normally, there might be someone around to support you or to help you out in a crisis or help you out when you have a problem. But you might find that this month, you're pretty much left on your own, to your own devices. I mean, it's about you being independent this month. And so you may be having to handle things without the support of others. And sometimes that can be tough. And this really is a month that, regarding your career or whatever it is that, you know, obviously at the beginning of this year, you brought in something new into your life. And this is the time to be a little bit aggressive about pursuing it. You know, do what you can to promote it, to keep this new idea of yours going and to bring it forward. And you might even see in September progress in this arena. You know, whatever it is you started, you're seeing, you know, maybe getting a call and somebody's interested in your ideas or interested in your project. And you might find that you might get some good news on it in your one personal month. Now, another cool thing about the one personal month is that, you know, there's always a possibility of meeting someone new in your life. And if you meet somebody new in a one personal month, there's a very good chance that it'll become a very important part of your life. So for those of you, once again, all you do is you reduce the month that you were born to a single digit. And then you take the day you were born and reduce it to a single digit as well. Add those two numbers together, and you certainly can follow along. And for those of you that came up with a one personal year, you're in a one personal month, and what I just said right there is kind of what's going on this month for you. Okay, now for those of you that were figuring out things, came to a two personal month on a two personal year. You know, this is really going to be a super sensitive month for you. You know, you might find that, you know, your feelings might get hurt especially easy this month. You may find even that you might want to withdraw a little bit from people. Maybe not spend so much time because it can be a little bit on the painful side how sensitive you are. You're also, your psychic radar is like an all-time high this month. You're going to be very intuitive. You're going to be reading people, their energy. You might have some intense dreams, some premonitions. You might even have some psychic phenomena in your life. And really, this is a time that you should pay attention to your thoughts because, really, you know, it's kind of like they kicked open a door to you this month and they're trying to give you some information. So you really want to pay attention to what you're thinking or how you might be receiving your information from above because this is a month of communication. Now, I want you to try to keep in mind, again, that you're emotionally sensitive this month. And really, try not to take things too seriously. You know, if somebody hurts your feelings, you know, try to say to yourself, maybe I'm being too sensitive. And, you know, you may not want to confront them. You may not want to go up to them and say, hey, you said this. This bothered me. You may really feel more like withdrawing, but sometimes addressing it is the better course than running away from it. And because if you go home and you dwell on it and think about it, you might blow it out of proportion, make a mountain out of a molehill. Maybe that person never even intended to hurt your feelings. So, you know, sometimes the better course is when we're not really sure what a person meant or if they said something that hurt our feelings, sometimes the better thing to do is to actually go up to them and say in a very diplomatic, peaceful way, you know, you said this to me the other day, it kind of hurt my feelings and I was wondering what you meant. And you might very well find out that you totally misconstrued what they said or that they never intended to hurt your feelings. And certainly, knowing that they had hurt your feelings, they would apologize to you immediately. So, you know, try to keep that in mind and talk about those things to people this month. Now, again, you're emotional, so light some candles. Play some soft vibrational music. You know, understand that you need some more harmony around you this month, you know. Going to help you out, to keep you centered, to keep you balanced, and help you out with this sensitivity. It's really important for you to use tact and patience at all costs, okay, this month. Don't overreact and try to understand, you know, keep bearing in mind that you're very emotionally vulnerable this month. And, you know, knowing that, you know, make some better decisions and do things peacefully and not allowed to get to you, you know, more or less. Don't be so serious. Don't take it so seriously. Okay. So for those of you that came up with a three-personal year, you're in a three-personal month. Okay? So this is wonderful. You know, in a three-personal year, usually we're rather creative. It's a great time for creativity. And so when you bring that energy into the month, now you've got a three-year and a three-month. So you might find that whatever you do that's creative, even your ability to express yourself, is really at an all-time high this month, so it's a good month to tap into that artistic side of you, do something creative. But certainly, you know, if you're a writer, it's a good month to, you know, put a lot of time in writing. It's a good month to use your imagination. You know, dream a dream, maybe. Visualize your future. Now, you also might find yourself to be the proverbial cheerleader being called in action to cheer up others. You know, you might find that, you know, the most depressed person in the room finds their way to sitting next to you, and, you know, and you're sitting there, and you literally, you know, find yourself trying to make other people feel better. Another thing about the three-personal month is you might find yourself looking up some old friends or even running into them accidentally, and you might find that you could reestablish some old friendships in a three-personal month. Going to tell you, you know, three-personal month, be careful with your finances and don't be too impulsive. You know, threes, God love you. They're some of the most beautiful people on the earth. A really lovely, lovely energy to be around, but they do have a hard time with money. You know, it's kind of like throwing it out the window. So for those of us that normally maybe we don't have threes in our charts, you know, maybe we just have the influence of the 3 year and the 3 month, you could make some dumb decisions about your money that you wouldn't ordinarily do in a 3 personal month. So, you know, think about your finances. Try not to be too impulsive. And also, you know, those of us, a lot of us don't have three energy in our charts, and we usually don't have problems with focusing on disciplining ourselves. But when you hit this energy all in 1 month, the year and the month, you're going to find that you really could be terribly unfocused and very undisciplined this month, and you can be scattering your energy all over the place, starting projects, not getting anything done, getting distracted. You know, it's almost like spinning your wheels for the entire month. So it's really kind of important to remember that, you know, part of the energy of the month is to try to pull and rein that in and, you know, try to finish the things that you start because you really could feel very, very scattered in a three-personal year, three-personal month. Okay. So let's talk about this four-personal month. So those of you that have got a four-personal year, you're in a four-personal month. So, okay, we've got some major frustration going on for you this month. I mean, there's work all around you, work to be done. And you may be actually working more time in the office or doing whatever it is that you do, spending more time doing it. Hold on a second here. Paying attention to details, it's also pretty much written into the four-personal month. You may have to pay attention to details and deal with things that seem, everything seems to be going at a snail's pace. And you might even feel, you know, a lot of frustration, like you're kind of wading through your work and it's taking a great deal of your time and things aren't progressing as fast as you had hoped. Now, you may not have much time to relax or take a breather this month or take a vacation. if you travel at all, it probably has to do with work and not so much pleasure. And really, the whole truth about what... This is Allison again. Don just told me that they had the wrong phone lines hooked up to the show. So I don't know if any of you were trying to call into the show. Have no idea. But apparently you couldn't. So I'm going to just give you the phone numbers again in the event that you were trying. You should be able to get through now. The toll-free numbers for the USA, 877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 888-815-9756. And, of course, you can call direct at 530-876-3222. I am taking your calls tonight. Whether, you know, if you just want me to do a reading from your date of birth, I'd be happy to do that. Or if you have a numerology question, or if you want some more information about your personal month, be glad to do those. Feel free to call in. Feel free to interrupt me. I'm just going to continue on with these personal months here. So we're talking about this four. Okay, and let's see, where was I? The whole purpose of this month for you is getting you ready for next year, because you're going to have a lot of opportunities coming in for you next year. There's a lot of change coming, expansion around you, and you're actually going to start noticing this next month when October comes. But right now, it's business at hand, because you've got to get this stuff finished up. You've got to get the work done. You've got to make yourself ready for the new opportunities. So this month really is going to intensify that for you. Hi. Do we have a caller?
Hi, Allison. This is Jean. How are you?
I'm very fine, Jean. How are you?
Doing great. Just wanted a short reading about finances. And, of course, I was listening to you about a three, so I kind of know, I guess. But I'll ask anyway.
Do you want me to give you a reading about this month? I didn't quite get what you wanted. I'm sorry, Jean.
A reading about finances for the next couple months.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Jean. Why don't you give me your date of birth?
It's 6-6-54.
Okay, let me take a... hold on. Okay, just working out some things here. 6-6-1954. Okay. I'm kind of going to get your pinnacles and your everything here, so give me a second here.
Okay.
Oh. Until I'm tired, I can't think. Okay.
It's all that energy coming in.
You know, I have to say that I have not been able to sleep very well ever since... September started. My dog's been getting me up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I've been waking up all night long, and I find myself extremely scattered. So, you know, it's like trying to rein myself in has been a little bit tough. And when I get to the seven personal months and the seven personal year, you'll all understand what that's all about. Okay. All right. So, let's see. This is a three personal month. I think that next month, this month, you really got to be careful about the money. But you also have to understand that, let's see, you're in this pinnacle right now, which what I would say to you is you've got to understand that the universe is really trying to bring to you that which you need. It's not so much about you worrying about money or you worrying about that sort of a thing. This time in your life is really about you working on your spiritual self, working on the development of the inner self. And whenever you're in a seven pentacle, really what the universe wants to do is give you time to contemplate, time to rest, time to think about things. It really doesn't want you to be overly concerned with money. And there's a guarantee that comes in with the pinnacle that you're in, the seven pinnacle, is that that which you need will be brought to you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's kind of like being in the right place at the right time, and something gets dropped into your lap, or, you know, something along those lines. It'll be given to you because, you know, you have to trust and have faith and understand that at this time in your life, it isn't about, it may seem, you may worry about money, but it'll be okay. Don't worry. You're in a seven pinnacle. They'll give you what you need because it's really more important. If you really work on the inner self, the spiritual self, your meditation, your workshops, or even if you're doing something with your life, the spiritual work, the money will take care of itself. That's the one thing I want to tell you. 3 months, obviously, don't be impulsive. You may feel a little impulsive. Next month, I can really see, you know, where you will. If do you have, what do you do for a living? If I
well,
can.
Well, actually, I have been working for money. I've been taking care of my daughter because she was in a car accident. But my husband was put in for a job promotion, and we've been waiting to see if he. Well, we know he's going to get it, but we're waiting for them to tell him that he's got it.
Right. What's his date of birth?
7/5/55.
Okay, so he's also in a 3 then.
Yes.
Okay. So really, I would guess that 3, 4, 5, in 2 months, I would think that he would be changing his job. I mean, not to say that he isn't going to hear about it, but I believe that that's when the actual promotion, the switchover or whatever, I think there's going to be expansion for him in a couple of months. So just, and it looks positive. A three-year is usually a good year. You know, it's not one of those ones that are more difficult than others. So anyhow, that's what I'm telling you and telling him. Give him a couple of months. When he hits that 5, all bets are off, you know, and that's in a couple of months on November, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay. All right, is that helpful for you?
That's wonderful. Thank you, Allison.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. So anyhow, let me just get back to where I was. And when I get to my seven month, you'll understand what's going on with me. But anyhow, we were talking about the 4, and we're talking about big things coming for you next month, and then 4 personal months. And this is a month that you really got to put your nose to the grindstone. You really got to put in the effort versus reward. Because whatever you do this particular month is really going to help you out and give you a great deal of progress in the years to come, especially with career and with finances. And one really important thing about the 4 months is you got to take care of your health, okay? Because sometimes there can be additional stress with the workload. And, you know, perhaps you're not happy with work, and there can be stress. And so, you know, health always comes in the 4-year and the 4 personal months. You may have been dealing with health issues throughout the year this year. So what I'm trying to tell you is, you know, go to the doctor if you don't feel well. You know, get your rest, take your vitamins. Try to, you know, stop and smell the roses because it's going to be a very intense work month for you. Okay. Now, this is the month, and Gene, I hope you're listening because your husband will be going into the 5 personal month in November. And for those of you that have a 5 personal year this year and a 5 personal month, you found that you had a lot of new things coming at you this year, the opportunity to make changes in your life. And very possibly you might have found a lot of expansion around you and your career. 5 months are always good for that. 5 years are, and 5 months. So anyhow, this energy intensifies in this 5 personal month. So I hear you calling. I'll be with you as soon as I get done with the 5 month, okay? Hang in there. So with this 5 personal month, there's a lot of, you know, you've been dealing with career changes or a lot of changes in your life. Maybe you've moved this year. Maybe you've changed your relationship. But what's going to happen is you come into this 5 personal month, you know, you might be burning the candle at both ends. You might have so many options that you literally are choosing between this thing or that thing. And you might even find that the whole month becomes insanely hectic and your big challenge in life is to keep up with it, okay? Like I said, it's a month that you might even be moving. If you had been planning to move all year, all of a sudden your 5 personal month, this is the month that everything went through and you are moving. If you were planning on getting a new job or switching jobs, you might find that this is the month that you get the career offer or maybe even you have several offers to mull over. And the one thing about a 5 personal month is, you know, you got to expect the unexpected because things will not go according to plan this month. You know, you can plan it out to you blue in the face, but it'll happen, but it just won't go the way you thought it was going to happen. So just remember to go with the flow, remain as flexible as possible. And even though this month is going to be totally hectic for you, it's going to settle down next month. It's a good month to let go of our old ideas, old ways of thinking, and just let change flow into your life. Be careful of overdoing, especially when it comes to the physical senses, you know, going out and having one too many. Romance is in the picture for you this month. If you're single, wonderful. Glad that you're single. However, if you meet somebody this month, it might not be on a permanent nature. It might be just one of those passing relationships. Okay, so we're done with a five-person a month, and I know that I heard a caller. Hello, caller. Who's calling?
Hello, Allison. This is Mark calling from Albuquerque.
Hello, Mark from Albuquerque, and how are you?
I am just wonderful. Thank you so much.
I know you are. So what's up?
Yes. I want to thank you so much for the reading you gave for me, my personal reading. And I'm excited. And I want to thank you so much for what you do.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's very sweet of you to call in.
Oh, of course. I really just wanted to touch base and
did you
say
find
hello
that the reading was helpful for you?
Excuse me?
Did you find that it was insightful and helpful for you?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to live the energy rather than succumb to it. So I'm starting a radio show tomorrow.
You are?
Yes.
Good deal. Where?
On BBS Radio.
Oh, dear. That's scary. I did not get the memo, Mark. When's your show?
My show is at from 11 to 12 Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
It is called It Is Time.
Wonderful.
I will be the regular host, but my daughter Mariah will be my co-host on most occasions.
Wonderful.
And she will be there for the youth because she's 21 years old, going on 99.
Well, I'll have to give it a listen, Mark. I couldn't be more thrilled.
Yes,
however,
and all Allison's listeners, this young lady is right on. She is touching source, so hear her. Listen. She is telling truth.
Ah, thanks, Mark.
You're so welcome, Allison. Keep up the good work, please.
Okay, I'll be listening for your show. Congratulations. Glad to have you aboard.
Thank you so much.
All right, dear. Thanks for calling.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was nice. That was very nice. Thank you, Mark. So sweet of you. What a nice guy. And y'all got to listen to his show. He's really special, very special. A lot of love in that guy. And, you know, when you meet someone that's a kindred spirit or that you can feel that unconditional love energy in, you know, you just, it's just an amazing thing. So I'll certainly be listening for a show. Okay, I'm going to get back to what was I doing? Okay. I don't take a compliment very good, in case you're wondering. I'm blushing or wanting to hide right now. Okay, let's talk about this six-person month. So you figured out you got a six-person a year, so you're in a six-person month. And, you know, maybe some of you have joined me. Maybe you haven't been following along. All you got to do to find out what your personal year is take the month that you were born and reduce it to a single digit. Take the day you were born, reduce it to a single digit, add the two together. Whatever that number is, that's your personal month number and your personal year month number for this year. So if you found that you had a six, this month is definitely going to revolve around your relationships with your friends and your family. You're going to find you're being asked to accept more responsibility regarding the care of and the nurturing of your family and friends. You know, it's a time to be generous and selfless. And if you do that, this will be a really good month for you. And what I mean by family and friends, I mean, you might be invited to family gatherings. Your friends might be calling you, you know, a good deal for advice or for comfort or for support or for sympathy. You might find that you're working on your relationships with your siblings and your parents and cousins and everybody in your family. It just really intensifies that energy. And if it's, you know, with your children, you might even be working on issues with your children as well. So, you know, this is really a time to work on those personal relationships. Let your loved ones know how much you care about them. Be forgiving, certainly. You would want to let go of past wounds, you know, kind of move on. This should be a really good financial month for you. There is a possibility. You know, I don't know if any of you are, you know, having any legal issues, but if you go to court in a six-personal month, it's in your favor, okay? Sometimes a six-personal month and a six-personal year can bring about legal difficulties. So hopefully you get it resolved in your six-personal month. Okay, here's my personal favorite, the seven-personal month and the seven-personal year, which explains my airheadedness. Not that I'm not normally airheaded. I can be. But, gosh, I feel so ungrounded, and sleeping has been difficult. I've been sick. I'm telling you, this has been, you know, something for me. Trying to balance out the seven energy. So those of you that have got a seven-personal year, seven-personal month, I hear you. I'm with you. Okay, so what's going on? Well, like I said, this is a time to set aside your career, okay? Just take that, set it to the side. It's not important this month. It's time to work on this inward journey, you know? It's a time to really address the spiritual self. And it's a time to, like, spend time with your thoughts, time for self-discovery. Certainly your dreams are going to be really intense, and you may even find that you're contemplating things on a much deeper level, whether it's your soul purpose, something that piques your interest that's, you know, mysterious that you want to look into further. You might be experiencing some very unusual psychic revelations. And certainly, you know, there's a lot of intensity of that going on in a seven-month, seven-personal year. But it's really a time to give it some really serious reflection and to gain some insight. It's not, like I said, any time to pursue anything having to do with money or career. And you don't have to. You really don't have to. Things will take care of themselves this month. You just really got to sit back, have faith, and know that the universe is taking care of you. You might find yourself withdrawing and not really wanting to be around people. You might want to slow down the pace of your life. You might want to give a lot of thought to the direction that your life is actually taking as well. But anyhow, this withdrawing aspect, you know, maybe you don't want to go to the parties or the social situations. Maybe, you know, instead of sitting around with everyone talking, you might rather spend time in your room reading a good book. And you might even feel a sense of disconnect from everyone, like I just don't feel connected to you. And you might even have a sense of feeling a little bit of loneliness. But that's, you know, the seven is really asking for you to go within. It's really asking you to get to know yourself and to work on yourself on a spiritual. This is a great month for meditation. It's a great month for prayer. It's a great month, period, to just take your faith and put it into action. Just have faith. The month will be over. But this month is really on your calendar to do some serious work on the inner you. Okay. So if you were looking at your chart, okay, I hear a beep and I hear a caller. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, this is Cheryl.
Hello, Cheryl. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
And would you like me to do a reading or answer a question or what?
I would like to, for my son.
Okay, if you want to give me his date of birth, please.
Sure. 10/6/1975.
Well, I can tell you right away, I just love him to pieces because he was born on my birthday.
Oh, really? How funny.
Yeah. 10/6, okay? So, you know, one thing that's, you know, 6 is telling you about him is that he has a great deal of compassion, cosmic mother-father energy, a nurturer, someone who has a clear sense of justice, right and wrong, who wants to help those that are less fortunate, someone who truly can give service to others, you know, finds a great deal of joy in being kind. You know, it's a special person. There's a lot of artistic ability in the 6 as well, whether it's musical or artistic. Certainly teacher energy is there. You know, even being a psychologist, you know, being very good with people, because 6s usually are very balanced and very good with people. The big news is that he's a Master 11 life path. So, you know, that's very significant. In numerology, there's 3 master numbers, 11, 22, and 33. The 11 represents a very strong spiritual connection. In other words, he receives a great deal of psychic information, whether it's, you know, he's telepathic, an empath. Certainly he is an empath. He does feel energy in people and places and things. Probably quite perceptive at you know, being able to judge situations and people. But the other things can happen when you're an 11 life path. Quite often 11s don't realize they're psychic, but they are. And really, there's a purpose to his life on some level. You know, he's here, I would say, in a humanitarian way to help people, to deliver a message of some sort, to perhaps change the consciousness of the world. It can be a one person at a time, or it could even be to a point of fame, putting him on the spotlight. Certainly it's a choice, and you'd really have to look at the whole entire chart, the name and the whole everything that's there in order to get really specific about that. But looking at just those two numbers, I mean, he's very, very artistic. But also, he would make a really wonderful counselor. I mean, that's really good counselor energy, doctor, even energy as well, psychologist, something like that. Now, he is in a seven first pentacle, so what I would tell you right now is really, he may be feeling, no, he's not in seven. He's still in seven. Difficult pentacle, first pentacle. I would hope that he has seven energy somewhere else in his chart. Like I said, if I had his full name and we did the full chart, I'd be able to give you that information. Seven pentacles, especially in the first pentacle, is hard because the child doesn't really feel as though they belong. They're quite different. It can be almost the loneliness, the feeling disconnect. They, with all this ability to connect to the spiritual realm, you know, he could almost be a little bit of a dreamer, connected daydreamer, connected to the ethereal realms, you know, the kind of person that needs to spend time outside and in nature. Certainly books and learning would be important to him. The seven pinnacle would bring into him spiritual experiences, so I would expect that you've got some stories to tell when he was little, maybe some things that he said or things that he told you that he experienced. It's an interesting pentacle. Sometimes a very difficult pentacle for a person to handle if they don't have seven energy as well. Make a person quite miserable as they get older trying to handle the energy of the seven. He can make them nervous and anxious and maybe not feeling like he belongs really. Now he's in a 7 year this year, so 7 months. You just heard me discuss the 7 month, seven personal year. So apply that to him. What's going on with him at this time in his life. It's a very intense time for him. Seven pinnacles, 7 months, seven personal years. So, I would ask him about his dreams. I would ask him about, you know, that sort of a thing this month. And it's a really a time. This isn't a year for him to be working, pursuing careers. It's really a time for him to rest. He may have even found that he got laid off from a job or given extra time off for one reason or another to allow him to have more time to himself and to think this year than in other years, but it's definitely a time of inner working for him, okay? And that's really, given the time that I have, all I can share with you, unless I can actually take a look at his full name and all that, okay? Was that helpful?
Yes. What did you say about the last part, though, about his what? The full name?
Yeah. Well, in numerology, we not only look at the date of birth, but we also look at the person's name on their birth certificate. When I just look at the date of birth, I can only give you a limited amount of information. But when I bring the name into it, then it is a much clearer picture
right.
of him and what's going on with him. And so because it's a radio show and because we can't really have people giving out that information on the radio, you know, I do the best I can to give you a little bit of a reading from the date of birth.
But, okay.
Did that make sense to you about him?
Some of it, yeah. Some of it didn't really apply.
Which part doesn't apply? Because, you know, that could be in his other numbers.
The psychologist stuff like that and the counselor?
You don't see that in him.
He's too explosive.
Well, the 11 energy is explosive, but you have to understand that as he moves through life, you know, as you reach maturity, he'll learn how to, you know, correct that. He'll learn how to handle that. It's very intense emotions that come in with that energy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very difficult to handle. It's not an easy vibration. And that's absolutely understandable. But he does, whether it's artistic ability or whether he might want to go in a direction of counseling, he does have some balanced energy in his chart. And eventually, he's going to be able to rein that in.
Mm.
I would be a little concerned with him at this time in his life, you know, making sure that he doesn't resort to, you know, alcohol or something like that to try to numb himself. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right. No,
right.
He's already been there.
Been there, done that, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I do believe that potentially down the road and in the future, when he learns how to balance his energy, he would make a wonderful counselor. And I would even suggest, I don't care if it's from me, I don't care who it's from.
Yeah.
But to get a full reading on him, because looking at the rest of his energy really will help to figure out why he's having a hard time with the explosiveness. And it's normal for an 11. Trust me, it is normal.
Yeah.
Absolutely normal.
Okay.
It's a very emotional number.
Oh, yes, okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear. Have a great night. Okay. So we were just about ready to move on to the 8 personal months and the 8 personal year to give you a little bit of insight. Hold on a second. I'm going to take a quick drink. Okay. In an 8 personal month, 8 personal year, certainly the career and finances are a big priority. And you might find yourself talking in dollars and cents this month instead of in words. And, truthfully, the money should be coming in. However, additional expenses will also be very apparent to you this month. And you might feel also regarding your career on some level that, maybe your job isn't as exciting as you thought, or maybe it's not as challenging as you thought it was. And you might be sensing that maybe somewhere down the road you might be thinking about a career move or even evaluating your career this month. And I'm going to tell you that certainly that is upcoming for you in the next couple of years. You will be possibly doing that. But it's not really wise at this time to make any impulsive changes or commit to anything, don't make any changes and really don't commit, don't sign a contract for 5 years of your life, because trust me, in a couple of years, you're really going to want to move on to perhaps something different. And so committing to something that's going to hold you down for several years is just going to delay the ability to make the changes in your life. It's important to relax during an 8 personal month, 8 personal year, deal with the task at hand. Try not to control things, but rather just let them develop at their own pace. The final 9 personal months, certainly, you're already dealing with that universal energy of the 9 universal year, 9 universal month for everyone in the universe, but those, some of you actually have personal years that are 9s and personal months that are 9. So on every level, spiritually, emotionally, and materially, you're letting go of the old and you're preparing for the new. And you may sense a desire to make changes in your life, but you're not really certain maybe where you want to go. And people around you, you might feel disconnected from them and they from you. And they might, they might be confused by you because you're letting go of things this month, definitely. You're examining your life and definitely getting ready to make some major changes next year. And you might even have a relationship dissolve, or maybe have one that requires a great deal of forgiveness on your part that needs to take place this month. This is definitely not a month to begin any new plans, but rather it's a time to contemplate upcoming solutions and new things and new beginnings next year. Okay. So pretty much, that's it for the personal month. And I hope that gives you a little bit of insight. And the one thing I want to tell you is on a monthly basis, I do publish a newsletter, Visible by Numbers newsletter. And it's on the subject of numerology. And it's very fun and informative, and I give you additional insights about numerology. And I also have just recently been including everyone's monthly personal forecast. So I tell you how to figure out your personal month, and then you can just read in the newsletter what your personal monthly forecast is. So, you can get that delivered to your email every single month if you want to. There's great news about websites and books, upcoming events. It's all there in the newsletter. So if you're interested, it's free. All you got to do is email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and just put newsletter in the subject line, and I'll be happy to put you on my mailing list. And you can get your personal month forecast, in the email every month. Okay, so now I've got a few announcements tonight. There's a wonderful website called Soul Connections Home. That's SOULCONNECTIONSHOME.com. And tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to be doing a chat event there talking about numerology. Even if you just want to visit the website, you know, they've got some interesting programs, interesting speakers, interesting guests. Might be something you might like to check out. The next two upcoming weeks on Visible by Numbers, we have next week we have Michelle Avante. She's an astrologer, she's a psychic, and she's a mystic. And I got to tell you, I had a conversation with this gal. She's absolutely fascinating to talk to. She's written this really wonderful book. It's a fiction. It's not a nonfiction. It looks like a really wonderful book that has a lot of spiritual philosophy woven in it. And she's going to be my guest next week, and I encourage you all to tune in. She's just amazing. And, of course, our favorite, Gotta Love Her, Ellen Dodge, will be returning to Visible by Numbers on the 24th. We don't really have a subject yet. However, I'm sure when it comes to Ellen, it's always entertaining. Now, one other quick announcement. Now, you know, I coerced Ellen. Ellen Dodge, you know, 6 books on the subject of numerology. For God's sakes, this woman studied with Florence Campbell. It doesn't get, you know, any closer to the source than that. She's a brilliant numerologist. But Ellen, you know, she's retired. She lives in Phoenix. She doesn't teach anymore. She doesn't do lectures. And I've been teaching some numerology classes, teleconference classes, and I coerced Ellen into teaching the class on the challenges. And as you all know, her book, Numerology Has Your Number, is all about the challenges, and it's a brilliantly written book. It's one of my personal favorites. And I'm so excited for my students that they're going to have this opportunity to actually hear from the horse's mouth. Sorry, Ellen, I don't know if you're listening, but you know what I mean. Hear from Ellen all about the challenges. And so, you know, this class is slated for, 9:18, and it's at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you know what? If you're interested, if you're a numerology student and you really want to study with a master for one evening, you know, by all means, email me, and we'll see about getting you hooked up to this class, okay? Email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. And I can send you some information about the class and how to join it. It is limited in number. We can't have a really huge class because it really is an interactive class. We allow everyone to ask questions and share their information. So, okay, dog's barking. Hello. Great way to end the show. Dog's barking. Time to go, I guess. All right, people. Time for me to go. So thank you so much for joining me this evening. Thank you, those of you that called in. And certainly I wish you all really a wonderful and blessed evening. See you again next week. Gotta go give doggy a bone. Okay. Love y'all. Bye-bye.